you doing? You're already reading. Yeah. I forget stuff. Wait a minute. Tuning in?
We're on.
There's one more that halfway through period. Okay. You guys usually swing by and sign it?
Yeah. Okay, we'll put that right up right away.
Okay.
How are you doing? How are you doing, Stan?
Okay.
How's the winter treating you?
Doing
good. Good? Can we use the snowblower once?
Jen said you might have something for me.
What's that?
Jen said you might have something for me.
Yes. Yes. Would you like that?
No.
Very good.
Yeah, my wife did. Oh my God. She didn't do very good.
Well, thanks for coming. This is like more than we ever have. You guys are stars tonight. So we appreciate it. I guess the first ask, is anybody recording other than us? Okay. And can I ask who's here tonight? Well, thanks for coming, because you might be one of the first ones that's responded to any of this stuff, so we appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Well, you're not going to have to look at it much longer. We don't have a microwave now. No. That'll be, it could probably be cell powers, it'd be cell phones, your cell phone.
Well, that's what I meant. Do they have microwaves?
No.
I can't answer that.
I'm not an expert on that, so I really don't. I don't really don't know. It's the same antennas that are up there presently on the tank. They're already up there. They've been up there for quite a while. Yes. No. We're gonna have another cell tower, but the cell tower right now, the location of it is not even. It's away from where the tank is. We're not even going to be close to that at this stage of the game. Okay. But you're welcome. Yeah. This is the public comment part.
Also. Right now, it's the current height, I believe, is to where the antennas are, is 167 feet. I believe is what the highest antennas there now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believe believe that's what they were going for, no higher than what is already currently there.
The intent is to tear down the tank and replace, okay, tear down the tank.
Yeah, there's no intent. The tank's coming down. We already have a lease signed. We already have an RFP already responded to, a lease signed, and U.S. Wireless currently holds that.
Yeah, there is. I actually did get see some plans today that there hasn't been any permitting gone in on them through the town of Barnstable at all, but I did see some plans today. It shows it about, I would say, 600 to 700 feet behind and toward the well field, which would be towards 28 and that way into the woods away from the current site that's at now. So we'll be moving from the little corner that you see there out onto where Old Post Road runs along the back to beyond Old Post Road and further back into the well field away from the current property. So it won't be in the same area.
You won't see the you'll be hard pressed to find that tower.
Oh, the tower's moving further back into the woods is what we're trying to do. Yes,
into our own property, right? Yeah. Sure. Come on in.
We've been waiting for you.
Did you bring some food?
Coffee.
Yeah. Donuts.
Has the current applicant, the current U.S. Wireless, brought forward letters?
Have they gotten one?
Say that again, please.
Has he brought forward letters to the carrier?
No.
Do we need to open this meeting first?
This meeting's open.
Okay.
This meeting's officially been opened since a little bit ago. We're good, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? Glad you're here. Okay. All right.
No, there's not going to be anything different that's on there right now, on the tower that's there now. As a matter of fact, the stuff that... It's not going to be in the same location. It's going to be further away from, I know where your house is.
It's moving back.
So if you were to look at the road behind your house,
yeah.
And there's a fire road that goes off to the well field,
yeah.
It's going to be down off of that road, further away from your house. They're not going to be on the water towers anymore. They're not, they're not made to have them on it, or they're not the kind of, because of, I don't want to say this, safety issues, and safety, public safety, we don't want them on the water towers anymore. Land area where?
On West Street? There's no land there.
There's not a lot. No, we don't have a lot of land there. It's very.
There's 200 and something acres behind you. That's where we're planning on putting it out there, where you can't see it.
The other half has about, I think, 20 acres, 13 acres over there.
Yeah, 13
acres over there.
Plus
yeah,
it has.
And we can't put it into our zone one, which takes up a 400 foot radius around that well that's there, and where the current tank is now. As Rick said, the school and everything there, right over there where it is, there's really not, the room is too far away from where they currently are for them to even want to go over there. They would have to change all the way around, and I'm not the engineer that they have, but they say that doesn't work for their engineer to be able to hook up. It doesn't help them in any way. As a matter of fact, it hurts them from where they are to move over to there.
It has to be within a certain proximity of where it is now. That's how everything is lined up.
Yeah, and that's why we're trying to get as far away as we can from the current location, but further back so it's away from the...
Well, I think we probably are tuned into the wireless companies as to the best location for them to have the best signal. And we thought at first it might be close to where the existing tank is because the antennas are there. But since it has changed, they found a better spot. We asked them if we could possibly move it back and would they review that, and they did, and we've moved it back almost 600 feet from that tower at this stage of the game. So they've done good. And they've awarded the Osprey Nest, which is right there, which we wanted to, because I go down and watch those ospreys pretty often. I like those guys. They keep coming back every year, and it's not anywhere close to...
They're in
the process of doing it, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Affirmative for it. They're going through Hitchcock's mission now. And, growth. Yeah.
It could be 20.
20 to 30
20 years,
years,
yeah. Doesn't leak it.
There's nothing there for it to leak.
They have nothing called solid material. It's actually a little bit of lubricant is vegetable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, any kind of oils that they have is all
vegetable based.
Vegetable grade, yeah. Oil, food grade oil. Because that was a concern we had with it when we went in. You know, we didn't want anything that would potentially harm the water in any way.
Usually the leases for the solar field are roughly 20 years, but they've been known to go further, up another 10 years. And my understanding is that when it comes time to come down, they'll be responsible to take everything down back to the ground level, so it's all cleaned up.
Jessica?
Yeah, so you say it's going to be 600 to 700 feet north of where it is now?
We don't have the exact.
Northeast. It's going down toward our pumping stations. There's an old fire road that has a water main that runs through there that feeds our well field. And they're using that as an access out and branching off of that and putting it back further there to get it further away from the road, further back, and further in to keep it away.
And that'll give us the ability to not create any new access or any new roads. They can use the existing roads that are in there, and we're good to go.
And we're talking about a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, we are.
Somebody leave their lights on outside.
Yeah, well, we haven't gotten there yet, but that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. It's something totally different. We're working on the best interest of the community tonight. We want to make sure they're on the same page. And we had an amendment to the lease given to us to change the form of payment. And we've been reviewing it for quite some time. And I really felt like, and Don and Vic felt like, we needed to get together one last time to make sure that when we send this letter back to Mr. Hesse and U.S. Wireless, that he understands that what our decision is going to be. And that decision could affect the fact that there quite possibly could be a new RFP put out. We're not going to make any changes, as far as I know, with Don and Vic, but we're going to go over that tonight. And we have some options from our attorney, and we're going to listen to him, which is a pretty good thing. And it's not Attorney Boudreaux, it's Attorney Mann.
Yeah.
And we're going to heed what he has to say. And it could mean a stall of this process again, but it's too important for us to do what we need to do for the community. And we're not going to make any decisions on our own that would change the payment of it. And we haven't voted on that or made a decision on that yet, but we're going to do that tonight. Right. Are you okay, Chris?
Yeah, and as to both the, I don't know if everybody knows, but for these guys even just to sit down and talk amongst each other and debate about something that comes to them, we have to go to a meeting forum and discuss it in front of you guys because of laws. And that's basically why we're here tonight, just to look at an amendment that was given to us and make a decision on get a better feel of it and make more of a decision towards it.
Is there any chance that the prime vertical would expect to be now the existing tank that we have in the lake?
Stan,
yes.
Yes.
All answers around, yes. There's some time critical stuff.
Yeah.
It's not in real, real great shape, so The quicker we tell this guy something, the quicker we can do something.
Yeah. It needs to come down.
We're good.
But we can't.
Yeah, we can't push it.
We're going to get a schedule from this contractor within the next month of a couple of days, and then we will continue on the process of with the communications people that are on the tank to take the equipment off the tank, and.
They're all. You're getting from all three.
How is your water
right now?
Well,
right now you get.
Stop it! Look at you! Are you kidding? This is excellent water. Are you kidding me?
I just have to say something because I keep looking, keep catching my eye. I don't know if somebody's lights are on outside. Did somebody maybe leave their lights on out there or something? Okay.
I think there's somebody in that truck.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure nobody went out to a dead battery.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, fellas,
once again, the reason
for us to come together is to, we had this stuff in front of you for the last couple of weeks and after our last meeting, and I hope you've been able to file over it. And I have, I think the fourth option on that of Attorney Mann, in my opinion, the way to go. And to get a letter off to Mr. Hesse that states that we're not intending to sign an amendment to a lease to change the payment options. We would like him to follow through with that, but if not, we will put together a fair agreement to, they would agree to it and we would agree to it, and we will leave him off the lease. We will release him from the lease. And
mutual understanding.
And then we will put out a new RFP, which is already in place. And U.S. Wireless will be asked not to bid on that. We'll shore up that payment process, probably the same. And we'll move forward to a new RFP, and at the same time, the wireless carriers will be responsible to get their current equipment off the tank and go to the permitting process to get their temporary antennas put up on their own, which they're responsible for. So if any comments on that, it'd be good.
Well, we're at a point now where we have to have some movement forward. We've come to an impasse, I believe, with the person that signed the lease. I don't see any forward movement going there. We have to put a line in the sand and say that either do it by now or we have to move forward and get some other option going. The tank has to come down, structurally has issues. We've been sending out notices for over a year from last October, to all the carriers with no response from anyone until the lawyer sent a more forceful letter. So the time is getting tight. We don't want to have any catastrophic failure of that tank coming on anyone's house. We want to make sure it comes down in a safe way, in a controlled way. We want to make sure there's going to have some kind of a company that's going to put up a pole that's going to give us the service and some kind of income off that pole for the wire carriers. We don't have to worry about it anymore. They're going to be responsible for maintaining and doing all the stuff that goes with it, and we will get a percentage. And no one's going to be climbing over our water towers and doing damage to them or anything like that. And that's supposed to be up there. We don't want anyone on those towers. We paid a lot of money for them. We don't want them damaging them, and we have to fix them. So I think we need to move. I'd like to see I don't agree with the option that the current person that's on the lease wants to go to. I think he signed the lease. We signed it in good faith, and he has not followed through on anything he said he's going to do.
But most importantly, too, Don, he was involved in the actual process of writing the lease with Attorney Mann. He made some suggestions, and Attorney Mann did some of the stuff that he asked for. But the lease was well spelled out in the RFP.
Yeah.
So that's where we're going to stay.
Just a point of clarification. Yeah, just a point of clarification, and I agree with option four, but the reasons for taking that option, and that is notifying him that he is, at this point, in breach of contract. He never completed that lease, and he's been notified of that several times, and by certified mail. So we're not even working with a completed lease at this point. And we feel that, or I feel that we have to move ahead, get a responsible contractor in there to put up a cell tower so that, one, we can take down the old tower, and two, that the citizens of the town can have cell service.
U.S. Wireless?
U.S. Wireless.
And he's, the representative is Chris Hesse.
The nearest one that I can think of
is one behind Centerville Ostables shop.
Yeah, it's a monopole.
It's a monopole over there, right
there's
off.
There's one in Sandwich that's put up where in the town I work in. So it just is round, it's a good size round, and yeah,
it mounts on the side of it. Yeah. Stan?
Did any other people respond to your RFP?
Yes, we had another responder. Yes, we've had one other.
So, if this falls through,
I would imagine we can put out RFPs, but we would not be able to go back and negotiate with the existing.
I believe that he didn't supply any
references.
Local references. When he was looked into, he didn't have anything in Massachusetts built. So we did not go with it. It was much less that he was offering also in a percentage. So it didn't check out. He couldn't supply the references we were looking for. Also,
the second
Well, let me assure you.
Would love
it. Wait a second. Let me assure you that 1 year and 6 months ago, we made every effort to these carriers to come and be part of the RFP. And I will also assure you that if we can't get this accomplished, we will not put any cell tower up, we will not put any cell phones up, and you will have none here. We'll let it go.
Yeah.
And that's the end of it. We're not going to do this. We're not going to chase it around. We've done this already with the carriers. The problem is the carriers send us people that can't sign a check to talk to us. I've always been taught to negotiate with the guy that can sign the check. And all we get is representatives from them. And they sat around for a year and 6 months and nothing has happened. So, time to ante up.
No.
Well, we will give Mr. Hesse the option to make that decision himself. He is signed on a live, real lease.
Yeah, it is an executed lease.
It's an executed lease.
He just has not followed through on. He did not bring his check. He signed his side. We've signed ours. We were supposed to get a check that day. He was supposed to have it with him. We have not received it in a month.
That probably in the beginning, that's something that actually happened, but that won't be part. Somebody's duck. So that's not going to be probably in our letter to begin with. It's will be part of ongoing work that he's in violation of the lease. The first letter will probably won't even address that, won't need to address that. And it will address simply that we're not going to execute the amendment, change his payments, and that we'd be more than happy to have an amicable parting if that's what U.S. Wireless would like. And after that, if there's more argument, then our attorney will move forward on the fact that, you know, and also that letter does not release him of the $5,000 that we're talking about. He still has to pay that $5,000. Whether he stays or goes, he still has to pay the $5,000. Yeah, okay. All right.
But we would welcome a new dynamic.
Yeah. Yes.
I think it would be a totally different ball game this time.
Right.
I also just want to say, after all this, that the ball has been rolling more since our last letter that went out when we gave the 30 days notice through Attorney Boudreau. And we've been getting a couple requests for conversations with Mr. Hesse. He had a conversation with the three carriers yesterday and proposed to them putting up one pole for a temporary.
Yeah, let's
put together a plan. Now, I'm going to hand this to you guys because this is the letter he sent to me with the plan and everything on it. There's three different things here. No, I'll see you the whole thing.
Oh, all three of you. One whole package.
Yep, that's it. And it's a different kind of pole. It's a temporary pole that they call a... No. This is a...
No, that's correct. Yeah.
If I can find it here.
It's a monopole.
It is, but it has a temporary above-ground foundation system.
They're blocks.
That you put down on. We've had a conversation with growth management. One gentleman from the Cape Cod Commission attended. Building inspector was supposed to be there, but he didn't. He had something else he had to do. They were under the... It is going to be treated like a new tower, even with a cow, which is a cell on wheels. Cow is short for what they call a cell on wheels. It's a small device that they bring usually for events, like the Olympics or something like that. They bring them and put them in the parking lot so people can have better reception and stuff like that. It can be used as temporary, goes up about 75 feet. And they back it up, they put it close, they hook everything over to there and keep it running temporary while we were to take things off and repaint, and they can come put it back on. Well, this isn't the situation. Nobody ever saw this happening of nothing being put back up. So this is what's been the ongoing problem. They've always wanted to say, we want something permanent before we sign anything to go temporary.
These?
I guess so.
No, the temporary would only be 75. They don't want to pay full price that they're paying us now. They'd want things cut in half.
These are
the footprint wouldn't be as large as it was. They're talking different rent payments. There's all kinds of things they want to renegotiate once this happens. And it's just a matter of they have to do something or, you know, we don't want to see the equipment be put in the junkyard. And that's what could happen eventually if they don't.
These are all things that are up to U.S. Wireless and Chris Hesse to get the permits and get it all accomplished, not us.
He has no idea what this will cost either.
Yeah, they're not. We are not in the middle of this. They can get their permits for the temporaries, whatever they want to do. All three of them can get temporaries. One, it really doesn't matter to us. We're moving forward on the tank, and the tank's coming down. It's got structural deficiencies. And we're not waiting any longer. The tank is obsolete. It's unnecessary in our system. We built a new tank. The new tank is online. We're ready to have that out of the middle of this mess.
and it's coming down. Jessica? We, that's in the beginning, I said that's where one of the things we would do is the next item of business will be to get some dates that the contractor can come back in and do demolition on the tank. Then we'll send out a second series of letters to the cell carriers, and then they'll have their opportunity to get that off of the tanks. Excuse me. Go ahead, Jessica.
We'll know better when once we have
pardon
a
me?
Discussion.
Well, we had a little issue with one, but we're all caught up at this stage of the game. They've all been pretty good. We have a couple that are cooperating without any problems whatsoever, and we have one that's just not wanting to cooperate. And I can't. We're not going to be held hostage. This community is not going to be held hostage by this. We've given them plenty of notice, a year and 6 months, and outside of the 120 days that we need for notification. We're being better than nice people on this. My father always said, nice guys finish last. So, three. Yeah.
And the contractor just has no problem taking down the tower with the antennas on it. He's done it before.
He'll take them down.
Yeah, it'll all come down at once.
Take them down. We just, so I think at this stage of the game, I guess we'll vote on this.
I'd like to make a motion to do that. I just want to make sure we have a time specification for it. We want to have a response in a certain time.
That would be the next. I mean, I think part of what we're going to do is when we go back after this meeting, we'll contact Attorney Mann and we'll put a time frame on his acceptance or refusal of that within whatever Attorney Mann says that we can do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess I'd like to make a motion that we accept the option four of the four different proposals that Attorney Mann gave us as a resolution to the impasse we're at now.
Yeah. Do you want to state that option or?
You can.
I can. If you'd like me to. I have it in the phone.
Do you have it for you?
I don't think it's in the pack. I didn't have it in my package, no. But I did put it on my phone tonight. I think they're pretty much they're I imagine they would be, but
I don't know.
I don't know that.
I'm not actually sure.
I'd have to find out.
But essentially, the option, if we don't have the document with us, here it is.
Well, I actually did take the time to take a picture of it. Robbie can read it. No. Yeah, I got it far enough for me.
You want me to read it for you?
I'm going to read it. It might be a little choppy. I'm lefty. So the fourth option is to notify Mr. Hesse that we will not sign the amendment and that we and U.S. Wireless Network would sign a statement of release for both parties to walk away. As an aside, he would still have to owe us under the still have, hold on, where did I go there? He would still owe us the $5,000 under the terms of the lease. It's pretty simple. It's pretty easy. And he can move forward with all the work that he's done and continue on. There's no harm, no foul, and we're not going to change the lease. Keep going. Get it going. And should he decide that his backers, which I'm sure is the reason, are not willing to sign on to the lease as it is, yeah, that's hunting. We're hunting the fox. And we would separate from the lease if he decides he doesn't want to. And I think that's the We're going to move, hold on one second. We good with that?
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
So, Chris, we'll move forward on number four. Option four. And if Jen can contact, or you can contact Attorney Mann, let him know that we've made a decision to not sign the lease. And we'll notify Mr. Hesse in writing, certified mail.
Yep.
And we'll take it from there. Okay. Back to any more questions. You're doing good. I'm glad you guys are here. U.S. Wireless?
U.S. Wireless or some other equivalent. So we do need to take the power down for safety reasons. There's also a safety issue, I understand, that some people have got to cut the cords before they use wireless. If you don't have wireless communication down at the Oregon Beach, you just don't. So they need to, an ambulance. That's a safety issue.
I'm okay with that. I understand what you're saying. And,
That's 911.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so I'd recommend if your carrier has an issue that you get another carrier. They're not the only ones. It's unfortunate, but that's we
can't keep that.
That tank can't stay up, Stan.
Just can't.
Yeah, can't stay up. Right now, it's better than $500,000 to just make the repairs on the tank.
Not to paint it.
And we're not and that doesn't, that's not even the painting, that's just fixing the turnbuckles and those that are as much as 90% declined in steel.
You know, I live where Dan did, and I have a cat that's on the water. Most people want dogs, they want the cat. And I walk near that water. These days, you look up, if you line up the tower on the top of the tree,
well,
they're made to sway a little bit.
So they
do, yeah.
That's
what those turnbuckles, that's what those rods are there for, to hold everything together. So, and they're made to have a tiny bit of a sway to them. That's
not,
have the legs and everything.
We're not looking to, we don't want to scare you with what the issues are in the tank. The bottom line is structurally on the tank, as long as the tank stays with water in it, it'll maintain its structural integrity. The problem is that when we get it out of the, we take the water out of the tank, then it is no longer structurally sound. And so we need the water out of the tank, and the only way to do that is to take the tank down. And it is, we're not, our community, we're not going back to the community and asking for $600,000, which probably is not going to happen anyways, to fix, just make the fix, not alone another $1 million to bring it up to snuff so that we can keep a water tank in the air that we don't need.
No.
There's no money. We have no money. We have no money to leave it up.
We're not going
to
do it.
We're not going to do it. So, you know, that's just, it's pretty much done.
Just understand that we've been trying to contact carriers for a long time and got no response. It's been a one-way communication. There's been plenty of opportunities for them to come and work with us to prepare for this event, and there's been nothing.
We made it possible for the carriers, if they'd have gone to work on it a year and 6 months ago, to have this already done. Nobody was listening. It was all just, oh, they're not going to do that. We can't do that. We can do this. We can do that. We can do this. Well, the bottom line is now.
The full intent was when this new tank came online, that immediately that tank would come down.
We gave them plenty of notice to put the tower up before the tank was taken down. I was here during that process, and we appreciated what your husband did. He did fine. He did a good job, and he kept us honest. We did due diligence with engineers. We had guys climbing that tank from Merhue and from Haley and Ward
on a regular basis, not just once in a while, 2-3 months, we had people on that tank to make sure that we were in good shape on that tank. We really did. Structurally, it was okay, but now it's not. For the monopole, yes. And we've been there already. We've done that. We don't have much resistance on this. They just need to get their act together. I'm not presuming anything from those, but the response that we've had is they're okay. They'll work with us. They'll get this thing accomplished. They know it's important. But they've got to get in there and do their work. The problem is U.S. Wireless has been continuing to hold out because they want to change, they want an amendment in the lease so that they don't have to pay what they're supposed to pay.
And they also want somebody under contract. They want the cell carrier to be under contract before they go in and get the permit.
So we can't stand around. I know, yeah. I'm glad you're here, and you hear that, Jessica, because we can't, how can we make that happen? I don't think any of us are afraid to say, all right, no tower, no cell tower, no communications, find something else. They'll find something else, but not us. So,
it's tough.
Yeah.
It's a hard situation.
Yeah.
We're trying to keep revenue coming in to try to, we bring quite a bit of revenue in, but that's not really what the business we're in. So it's tough, and like I said, we have to get this tank down, because believe it or not, we keep saying, there's water in it right now. I don't have a lot of water. All my tanks right now are running real, real low, to the point where we have to have alarms on most, I would say. Like, if there was a major fire in town, our pumps will kick on and keep the flow up and everything else, but I can't run my station, my tanks to their full potential, because too much water in the air has potential to have bacteria grow in it. If you're not using it, it gets stagnant.
You have to cycle.
So this is why we have to get the other tank offline, so we can use the other how they're supposed to do, and make sure that they can properly use the hydraulics around town, that we can make sure that everything's running correctly. And we can't even do that until that's offline, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
we have to keep it online.
There's nothing wrong with the inside of the tank. The tank
is
perfectly clean.
That was just looked at. It's okay inside. It's the turnbuckles. It's the where they connect to the tank that get the salt air attack at on the outside. Where we're getting the points of metal loss that we're getting nervous about and scared about, and saying, at this point it's time. No, we have a contract with a gentleman to have it taken down already. He has already been...
He built the other tank.
Yeah, so he's the guy who tore the other one down. His contract stated tearing down two tanks when he signed it with us.
He's ready to go.
He should be doing it now, but he's extended it out. He said, I will give you another 2 months to have it done. I will hold my price for another 2 months. If he doesn't want, he's contractually not obligated anymore. He could walk away and say, you know what? I want a different contract. I gave you a price that lasts for this long.
So you're holding up on taking down
the wireless carriers.
To try to help out getting the wireless carriers out there and waiting for a report to come back from.
So they're still wired and still out on it?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good. That's what we want. Yeah. The inside of the tank is fine. We don't have any issues. We test the water. We test regular. Yeah.
You might have saw them going over there, climbing it to do the structural analysis on it, checking the old joints.
Taking the
pictures of the different places that had metal loss before.
Okay, we're going to move forward. Everybody okay? How are we doing?
Can I go on the reissue of the RFP?
I got to tell you, if U.S. Wireless is not going to stay with us, they're going to make a decision to part company, that RFP would fly right back out of here.
It's already written?
It's already done.
It might be some minor changes to it,
right.
But yeah.
We made a couple of tweaks, but...
It could go out.
Not a
very
month.
Short time.
Not 30 days.
No.
They're all in the ball game in terms of their equipment.
We're having good communication from
two.
At least one of them has given us real good information. One of them has been in contact with us and has said that they will start out doing their permitting. I haven't heard anything about the permitting. We're waiting. One of them says we have a contract to be on that tank till 2043. We're not getting off it. We have obligations to emergency 911, and you can't get off of that out of that contract because of it.
It does say in the lease that they're responsible for their FAA contracts and responsibilities,
yes.
Not us.
So the problem was when these leases were written, they were written for cell carriers.
Cool. Yeah.
Basically,
that's why we have an attorney.
Yeah. And that's up to the attorney to look at this point on what's usable, what isn't.
No, it's from Newton.
Yep.
Yeah, it's from up towards Boston. He was involved in most of the lease stuff to begin with. M-A-N-N. Yep.
He is from Needham.
He can probably give you his contact information.
Okay.
He's a real estate lawyer. Yeah, he does this negotiate like this for a living, basically. Like
okay, we're going to move forward. Thank you. Appreciate it a bunch. Yep. All right, let's move forward to the warrant.
Yeah, there's a warrant here that you guys can sign.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, yeah.
And if you want to.
That light back off? Is it off? Okay. Yeah, just be careful.
I just want to understand.
I put a hole through there. So
one
thing.
Give
that to Chris.
Right.
Yes.
And once you take that thing down, now we're going to lose the cell phone.
I don't know if you lose it. We don't know if you lose it. Might be some other cell tower, some other place might pick you up, but your reception might not be as good.
Right. They've been asked to take it off temporarily and get it out of the way so they don't hinder the process. If they had it down the side or would have signed with this U.S. Wireless 3 months ago, when we signed, when everything was ready, he could have walked in, started the process, and he might be building at this point. He might have his tower going up. He might be building it already. He should have started this process a long time ago. Yes. And nobody has made the efforts because they thought maybe they could pay to make the repairs on the tank and just leave it. There without any water. So they thought they'd do that, and they said, well, that could cost up to $300,000. They said, well, just tell us how much it's going to cost. Well, he came back and said it's going to be very north of $300,000. And they went, whoa, that's too much money. And they said, well, we told you it was going to be like that, but to make it totally safe, you have to do all this stuff. And they have decided at this point, it's time to get moving, but it's almost too late because they walked into Cape Cod Commission, and Cape Cod Commission said, we have to treat you as a full permit. Our permit and process here says cell tower. It doesn't say temporary cell tower. It doesn't say you have to go through a full permit to do it, which means review, which means permitting, which means and you're looking at a three-month process.
Just to state this.
Just
state
to put a temporary thing beside it. They said, well, what happens? Maybe we can get away if we put a telephone pole there. Well, now you're looking at a 120-day review because you could be in Native American burial lands around there and you can't put a shovel in the ground. So you have to get a 120-day review from an archaeologist. So everything is just
on and on. And we're saying to them, we asked you to start this process like a year ago, over a year ago.
Well, we met a year ago with the commission and the
growth management.
Growth management, and we asked the carriers to come with us. And if I remember right, only two of the carriers came.
Yep.
And this was a year ago, a year and 2 months ago, that we met so that we could start the process with them, and that the commission and the growth management would see that the fire district was, you know, very involved and very proactive on wanting this to take place and to take this tank down.
I heard something about one of the carriers in the contract in 2043 911. They're the ones that don't move.
They all believe that they
all
have
that.
They all put in, I have a 911
responsibility
because so many people have gone without a landline. So even people that, you know, what happens if that gets dropped? We have to, if that call gets dropped because somebody's going by to do it, and they're talking to someone on 911, they can't get someplace, and all of a sudden, boom. Whose problem is it then? Do they sue Sprint? Do they sue T-Mobile? Do they sue AT&T because they couldn't save someone's life? So they said, we have an obligation, we have to be there.
So with that in mind, would you put your antennas back on your towers again, on your water tower again? Not a chance.
They are not gracious to us in any way. Yes, they'll be here. Like the gentleman that was over here sitting down, he works for a company that works with Sprint, and their thing is now telephone poles. Putting them on top of where lights are, going through telephone poles, and putting 20 of them in town smaller instead of putting them up high with one. Why he was here, because he was wanting to see, he's working in the town of Boston right now about doing it in different places.
It's also imperative, Chris, that we move forward as quickly as possible now with our letter from Attorney Mann, because that information is going.
Yeah. Going to go out a little bit, yeah.
That needs to get done with Chris Hesse with respect to Hesse. You know, so hopefully Attorney Mann can give us some attention tomorrow.
What I was going to tell you, I was sitting here, and he came to the side door over there.
There's some stuff online.
I didn't unlock that side door.
Yeah, there's some stuff online.
I
didn't
say that.
Oh, okay. That was, he came walking. I was like, who's that? I thought maybe someone had been in here because he just opened the door and started walking.
We don't.
Well, thanks for coming tonight, everybody. I'm pretty sure we've got your best interest at heart. I hope you.
I just want the tower down now. Not
yeah. Well, that's not true. It's safe as long as the water's in it, but we want it and we need to take it down.
We
can't take the water out of it. But we have the structural engineers that have been on there, and they know it. If it was not safe, those guys would have come back with us, and there would be no way to fix it. The recommendation is to keep the water in it until we have the contractor in place to remove it and bring it down. All those tanks are better off with the water in it than the water out of it. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. And one more thing, we also had engineers come out and test the concrete bases to make sure that those concrete bases were not any issues, and they did determine that those concrete bases were big enough and proper enough to support the tank. We wanted to double check that. The underground, we dug those up.
They were saying the compaction of the cats walking by.
Yeah.
Tampa,
the cat, that's what it was.
The cat and the turkey.
It was great. We were surprised that we weren't sure what was going to happen. We came back then. The concrete was perfect, and they were all four big enough to support that and more, a bigger tank. Yeah, we did fine.
I'll make a...
That's actually for one of the carriers. That's the carrier's antenna that's there, that generator that keeps their stuff going. Originally, it used to be Singular Wireless was in there, and they had a contract with the
the government, that they would be the backup system in case there was a tragedy. So they had to have a generator there with a backup system so that they could run at least for a natural disaster, because they had the contract to go through their lines to shut you and me off of it so the government could use their lines. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We're meeting again in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Stand.